This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The coronavirus pandemic continues to harm Colorado businesses and the economy. Senate Republicans are planning another vote on a targeted relief package next week. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Republican Senator Cory Gardner says the American people expect Congress to do its job, and that includes providing relief where there is agreement. But Democrat Michael Bennett says the vote is a hollow political stunt. He says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is playing politics rather than seeking a bipartisan solution in the Senate to help the American people. The bill is expected to include money for the Paycheck Protection Program, schools, hospitals, and unemployment insurance. Senate Democrats stopped consideration of a similar bill last month, saying it didn't go far enough to help struggling families, businesses, and state and local governments. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Nearly 70% more Coloradans have gotten their flu vaccines this year than the same period last year. Here's CPR's Andrea Dukakis.
Part of the reason for the increase is that public health officials made the vaccine available earlier this year. They've been worried about the possibility of a twindemic, that the combination of a rise in COVID-19 and flu cases will overwhelm the hospital system. They've also launched a campaign to urge people to get the flu vaccine. And Dr. Eric France, chief medical officer at the state's health department, says people are motivated because of the pandemic.
Today, with COVID in our community, the fact that we see people who are getting sick, we say, boy, I should really also get that flu shot.
France says he hopes this will be a record year in Colorado for flu vaccinations. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
A pair of environmental groups say it's time Colorado close its only oil and gas refinery. CPR's Sam Brash.
Suncor Energy operates the refinery in Commerce City, just north of Denver. The facility is a large source of greenhouse gases and has a history of pollution violations. The neighborhood around Suncor is also largely Latinx and low income. If Colorado wants to meet its commitments on climate change and environmental justice, two groups now say Suncor has to go. A letter from Wild Earth Guardians and 350 Colorado demand the state close the facility by the end of 2025. The company did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Colorado's Air Quality Control Commission will consider the proposal next month. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.